Good afternoon. Hope your noon hour is off to a great start. As always, thanks for sharing this part of your day with us here on KCOB. I'm Randy Van. Number of Jasper County residents looking for work in June was up 90 compared to May. That according to Iowa Workforce Development. That moved the county's unemployment rate from 4.3% in May to 4.7% last month. The rates were announced this morning. The county's labor force went from 19,120 in May to 19,400 for June. The June jobless rates for the neighboring counties are 3.5% in Marion, 3.6% Story, 4% Mahaska, 4.1% in Warren, 4.8% Tama, 5% in Polk, 5.5% in Poweshiek, and 6.2% in Marshall. Statewide, June's unemployment rate of 4% is up from 3.9% in May and 3.6% in January. Jasper County's Cargill Meal Program supplied almost 80,000 home-delivered meals during the just-concluded fiscal year. That is what Kelly Van Manen, Program Director for Jasper County Elderly Nutrition, told the county supervisors this morning.
We did serve 79,833 home-delivered meals in the last fiscal year. That was up about 2,700 from the year before and 5,000 up from 2 years ago. So our numbers have increased. They're starting to drop a little bit now with home delivery, where people are out and about and getting back to sites.
Van Manen says the congregate meal sites in Colfax and Monroe are still closed, but the Newton site at the community center on First Avenue East has now been open just over a week.
We've been averaging 22. We've had 33 different people attending, and I have three new ones starting today. We're scheduled to start up the Monroe and Colfax sites on August 2nd, and then our Prairie City drop-off site on August 3rd.
This morning, the county supervisors unanimously approved the yearly contracts for using Monroe City Hall and the Colfax Senior Center as congregate meal sites. Rent for each facility is $200 per month. Van Manen told the supervisors it only takes 15 people at each site to cover the cost of that rent. Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity is going to be building three more homes in Newton. Last night, City Council unanimously approved the organization's plans for three city-owned lots acquired through the local Dangerous and Dilapidated Buildings Program. City cleared all three lots for redevelopment. Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity is paying the city $5,000 for each lot. They are 501 and 517 South 2nd Avenue West and 521 South 4th Avenue West. At each location, Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity will be building single-family houses with valuations between $145,000 and $168,000. The organization is already in the process of building a home in the 800 block of North 4th Avenue West.
And then to look ahead and see three more going into a neighborhood that are in an affordable price range, just what we need here in the community.
That's at-large Councilwoman Evelyn George. Mayor Mike Hansen noted Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity has been great to work with.
Those folks are go-getters, and they're really excited about the opportunities that they have here to bring those affordable houses. Glad to have them.
The three homes are to be completed by December 2024. Well over 1,000 firework enthusiasts and their families from across the world are going to be in Newton next year for the annual Pyrotechnic Guild International Convention. Since early this year, several city officials and a group of residents interested in fireworks have been working to land the PGI convention for next year. At the end of last night's city council meeting, at-large councilman Randy Irvin got the notification the group was hoping for.
Received a text just a few minutes ago from Carol Hostetter, who is the first vice president for PGI. She has told me that PGI has accepted our proposal to host. And I can't congratulate the people of Newton enough. This is something to be proud of. We're talking about a national, international convention coming to Newton. Folks, we have a lot of things to celebrate.
Irvin claims the estimated economic impact the convention will have on Newton and Jasper County is $2.5 to $3.5 million. Pyrotechnics Guild International has been around since 1969. According to their website, between 1,200 and 1,300 of their 1,600-plus members typically attend the annual conventions. PGI board members from Houston, Texas, South Carolina, and Wisconsin were in Newton a couple months ago to look over the community at Iowa Speedway, which is where the convention is going to be held. Irvin says the city had to meet about 3 pages of qualifications to host the convention. Among the requirements was the availability of 800 hotel rooms and 300 campsites. Mayor Mike Hansen involved in meetings with PGI representatives, as was Councilman Mark Hallam, City Administrator Matt Muckler, Police Chief Robert S., and Fire Chief Jared Wellick.
Very exciting news. Thanks to everybody that was involved in doing this. A lot of hard work, and good things involve a lot of hard work. Hey, if you don't think things are going in Newton, I don't know where you've been in the last year and a half. I really don't.
That is Mayor Hansen after last night's announcement. According to Irvin, the city will have 60 days to review and sign the convention contract with PGI. He says other cities that were in the running to host the 2022 convention were Mason City, Lincoln, Nebraska, and this year's convention city, Fargo, North Dakota. 28-year-old Kerry J. Quick of Newton was arrested early yesterday morning for eluding and driving with a suspended license. That, according to Newton police. Just before 3:30 in the morning, an officer observed a motorcycle southbound on East 19th Street, North 1900 block, with no lights. Officer activated his emergency lights to initiate a traffic stop, and motorcycle accelerated away. According to police, the motorcycle spun out near the intersection of East 19th Street, North and North 19th Avenue East, and then Quick was taken into custody. 40-year-old Brandon Joshua Card of Newton faces a charge of public intoxication and interference with official acts. Around 5:45 Sunday evening, Newton officers dispatched to Pit Stop Liquors on 1st Avenue East for an unwanted guest. Police say that man inside, who was later identified as Card, was leaning forward, attempting to get in the face of an employee, had an odor of alcohol, slurred speech, bloodshot, watery eyes. Card had to be escorted to the squad car. He was leaning forward, staggering slightly, according to police. They add that he refused to get into the police car voluntarily, had to be placed in the vehicle by force, and was uncooperative at the jail. Newton police have charged a 59-year-old Newton woman with simple assault, that in connection with a July 4th confrontation with her sister. Shortly before 10 p.m. that night, Newton officers say Roxanne Renee Vandersvelde of Newton was in the 400 block of East 10th Street South. She was reported as an unwanted guest. Police say that she came up to her sister, started yelling about fireworks, and placed her hands on her. Police report indicates that Vandersvelde actually put her hands on the victim's throat, yelling at her. No marks were left on the victim. Vandersvelde then reportedly left the scene prior to police arriving. There were no injuries. 59-year-old Newton woman is free on her own recognizance pending an August 3rd court appearance. New Mayor Mike Hansen restarting his monthly Coffee with the Mayor sessions at the City Library. He makes himself available to the public the first Saturday of every month and provides free donuts, coffee, and orange juice.
I'm going to start that again at the library meeting room beginning in August. We'll get together at 10 o'clock. We'll have an opportunity for people to come in and share their thoughts, concerns, what have you, with me. It's a very laid-back atmosphere, just talking about our community and things that they want us to take a look at or things that are concerned to them.
The mayor says he's looking forward to talking to more people face-to-face again. So Coffee with the Newton Mayor Mike Hansen returns 10 a.m. Saturday, August 7th in the meeting room of the Newton Public Library. And a funeral announcement, a visitation for J.D. Luco of Newton, who passed away at the age of 86, will be held from 10 to 11:30 tomorrow at Wallace Family Funeral Home. Graveside service, 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at the IOOF Cemetery in Bloomfield. Memorials in honor of J.D. Luco to the donor's choice or to the IOOF Cemetery may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home. A funeral service for Roberta Bobby Collins of Newton, who passed away at the age of 78 Friday, will be held 1:30 Thursday at Pensery's Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation an hour prior to the service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be designated to Progress Industries, Wesley Life Hospice, or a charity of the donor's choosing. Burial will be at Newton Union Cemetery. Online condolences for Bobby Collins may be left at www.pensfh.com. A funeral service for Helen M. Schmelzer, former Newton resident, passed away at the age of 94 Sunday in Idaho Falls, Idaho. will be held at a later date at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Newton. Pensbury's Funeral Home entrusted with the arrangements. Burial will be at the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery. That is your noontime check. Very news and funeral announcements here on KCOV. I'm Randy Fan. Enjoy your afternoon.